Hello.
Hello, my name's Latasha. Return your call from customer support.
Yes, I was calling because we spoke with someone the other day. This is about my billing statement shows standard quality apparel.
What's your zip code, sir?
47802.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Peter Grishaw.
Let's
I spoke
see
to a
here.
representative the other day and they said they were going to cancel this, that it was for like a drawing every month or something. The item that my wife responded to on Facebook, I believe it was, I don't know. It was about getting a free or getting a mixer for like $2 or something. And
Is
this
the
lady
order in
said,
her name or your name? Because I'm not seeing yours. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not seeing your information. What is her name?
let's try her name, Trenna, Trenna.
Okay.
E,
Trenna. Okay.
yes,
And last name?
same, Grishaw.
Crenshaw. Okay.
Grishaw, Grischow.
Let me try it through her information and see.
I
I have
spoke
it
with.
right here. I have it right here. Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address? Hello? Hello? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tasha. Hello? Thank you for calling customer support. Hello, customer support. Releasing the line due to no response.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, but I went to like the recording for a
Oh,
minute.
wow. I'm just sitting here talking. And I was like, hello, hello. Yeah, because I'm still on here holding. Can you provide me with your shipping address? I have the information right here.
2380 Dutch Lane, Terre Haute,
Okay.
Berre, Indiana.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting for everything to load for you. Then we can go over the account and see what was going on. But she did call in. You said that she canceled the subscriptions.
I don't know what the subscription is for. Is that for the drawing every month or something? See that what she saw on Facebook was for a some type of a mixer, stand mixer, you make cookies or cakes or whatever with.
Yes, sir.
And the lady explained, no, that was just for a sweepstakes drawing for that. And so my wife said, no, I don't want to do that. So we were canceling that seven, I guess it's $7.95 a month.
No, sir. What it is, the $7.95. Okay, so she must went into details with you with the terms and conditions. So the $7.95 is only for the drawing for you to enter to win the kitchen. Where now the fee that she was stating about at that time, let me see how much would it be for you. Did she go over the terms and agreements with you or anything?
I wasn't on the call,
Okay.
but I
So
saw
you're
this hadn't dropped off. She said she was going to cancel it and refund this, and it hasn't dropped off our credit card yet. So I thought, well, I'll just check on it.
Yeah, because actually the sweepstakes or the entries amount for the just the shipping handling just to win something, you do not actually refund that. But she was stating about the membership charge, which would be for let me see how much a month. Well, let me go down here and see if I can find it for you. Here, go KitchenAid. So through the terms and conditions, that's what she was stating about the subscription each month that you would be charged to $56.95 each month if you do not cancel within the two days after she actually went online to enter the drawing. So that's what she was telling you about monthly that would be coming off your card. Mm-hmm. So you would have to actually go ahead and just cancel out, which she did cancel, but there's no refund for the $7.95 because that was for the shipping.
But we didn't have anything shipped to us.
Right. That was for the entry. So just in case she did win, that would be paying for the shipping and handling.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
even though we lost, apparently, we still have to pay for shipping that we didn't receive.
Yeah, so that's just like if you're walking inside of a store and you put in, you sign a card for an entry and you make that payment, you put it in the box, it's valid because that was something that you entered to win.
I see. Well, I have never paid for an opportunity to win something, so I guess I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I don't know how she explained it, but I do apologize for that, sir. But yeah, she was trying to aware you of the 56 each month that would be charged, but she counseled it out where no membership or anything else can be done.
Okay, so it's canceled and we won't be charged anything again, but I
correct.
Was erroneous looking for a credit for the $7.95.
Yeah,
correct?
I understand. Yes, sir.
Okay, so everything's good. We're not going to be charged anything more, but we'll just say we paid $8 to try for a mixer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
It's very confusing because it shows a standard quality apparel or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, that's so actually for our gadget store. We sell different items, so all of them probably named different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.